Colorado's K through 12 schools are closed until April 17th. And as school districts return from spring break, students and teachers are now moving to online learning. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel talked to Madeline Noblett, a spokesperson with the Poudre School District in Larimer County, to learn more about their transition.
Poudre School District officially started remote learning on March 23rd. So tell me, how's the rollout going?
The way we looked at this week was really as a transition week where our teachers were reaching out, contacting families, parents and students, checking in on them first and foremost as humans and just asking them how they're doing, if there's anything they need, checking to see which students may or may not have internet access, and starting to establish some norms for what things will look like for remote learning. And then as we move into March 30th through April 17th, that'll start becoming a deeper dive and getting into deeper learning and new lessons, new topics. This is hard work, and we're going to have to work together to figure out how to make this as successful as it can be to keep helping kids grow in their learning.
Now that remote learning is up and running, what classes or curriculum have teachers already posted online?
So we have some really neat examples that we're already seeing all across the district, hinting at all of the possibilities that come with this new remote environment. So we're seeing teams collaborating and coordinating instruction in big groups together. We have teachers left and right who are reading stories on video. We have teachers who are posting workouts for PE classes online so that kids can be engaging in physical activity and continuing their learning in that space.
And then what about students who speak English as a second language or students with learning disabilities? What is the district doing to provide equitable learning for these students?
Our integrated services team has been working really hard on all of their plans. Like other teachers, they're reaching out to families, figuring out again what life is like for them today, what they need. And then as we are delivering general education, we are also providing special education. So they're figuring out how that delivery might work on a case-by-case basis, depending on the student's needs and how their individualized education plans are written. But being flexible and knowing that that might look a little bit different for each family, whether that's, teleconferencing or video calls, they're doing everything they can to ensure that we're delivering special education during this closure as well.
Is the district concerned about students meeting academic goals? For example, seniors finishing their courses so they can graduate on time?
Absolutely. We're concerned about that, not just for seniors, but every student, obviously, and making sure that they're continuing to progress. We also acknowledge that there are some students whose families may have been upended in the past couple of days, the past couple of weeks. Families are losing jobs. Home life might not look the same as it typically does. And so making sure that our counselors and mental health team members and behavioral support specialists and teachers and everybody are working together to make sure that kids are taken care of first as students and people, but then also paying attention to the work that they're doing to help them get over the finish line here under extraordinary circumstances.
That was Madeline Noblett, a spokesperson with Poudre School District. She was talking about the district's remote learning plan. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.